Israel has become, is, remains a religion for a lot of people who have no connection to Judaism. Putting aside a Jewish community who mostly, although increasingly less so, support Israel uncritically. Israel has become this sort of totem issue around the world where you almost prove your seriousness, so to speak, depending on how you view Israel. Do you support Israel uncritically? Do you support the occupation? Do you support ongoing Israeli incursions, massacres in Gaza? I mean, the current situation, for any listener, of course, who knows, there's been at least 1,350 Palestinians murdered, most of whom are civilians, many of whom are children. You have, as you said, about 50 or so Israelis killed, and most of whom are soldiers. This is a ongoing policy that's been going on for decades between Israel and the Palestinians, which the press reports every now and then as just another round. It's not that. This is a consistent policy of decades-long ethnic cleansing, which says, and the policy towards Gaza, the unofficial Israeli policy, is something that is euphemistically referred to as mowing the lawn. And it's a term that many Israelis use, which essentially says that there's no actual solution in Gaza. There's no solution. So therefore, every few years, we have to go in there and just sort of mow the lawn and sort it out. Then we come back out, and then we go in there again in a few years. This is a term that's used constantly by many Israeli officials, government officials, military, realizing there actually is no serious solution. Hamas is framed as equivalent of Al-Qaeda, but in fact, they fear an alternative who'd be more extreme. Hamas has serious political support. I don't for a second support the idea of firing rockets into Israel, but what Hamas is doing when it fights Israel now in Gaza itself is legitimate international resistance. You have a right to resist occupation. One of the things that is so rarely talked about, anyone who's spent time as I have in the West Bank and Gaza, is this has been an occupation for more than 50 years. A daily, brutal, grinding occupation that says, as a Palestinian, both in Israel proper and the occupied territories, you are not equal. And this issue is really leading, I think, many people, including myself as an Australian Jew, to say, A, not in my name, but secondly, and more importantly, that Israel will face, as South Africa faced in its day, growing isolation and boycotts and divestment and sanctions. That is the only way Israel will realize that it has to pay a price for its criminality. And that is not just my view.
But will it face that?
Well, it is starting to face that. I mean, it's often hard to see that when you see the US blindly supporting Israel, for sure, and Australia for that matter. You see that because at the moment there are growing moves. For example, just this year, the Presbyterian Church, hardly a crazy radical organization in the US, has spent 10 years looking at the possibility of divesting from companies that are operating in the West Bank. And they finally agreed that a couple hundred million dollars that they'd invested in some companies will no longer be supported by the church. Growing numbers of musicians are refusing to play in Israel because Palestinians themselves are asking. This is small, but it's growing. And I can guarantee you, after this current Gaza massacre ends, BDS, which is Boycott, Divestment, Sanction, will grow. On the one hand, it has grown far faster than what was happening with South Africa back in the day. Palestinian civil society called for BDS less than 10 years ago. In the space of 10 years, there is growing awareness that the status quo does not work. And what you need is more people in the public arena to say, to not be scared, to say, I'm critical of Israel. I'm not anti-Semitic. I support Jews' right to live freely and openly, as I do as a Jew. But we will not tolerate our politicians failing, and therefore civil society must act.